Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. So I'm often asked, why do I wear the same clothes pretty much day in and day out? It is actually something that's thought out quite quickly. And it's actually linked, but not just to my clothing, but also to my hair, to my appearance, to my location. And it's the same kind of mindset, and I apply it to everything. It's actually way more simple than people realize. Now, you often hear people talk about this idea of wearing the same clothes. You hear people like Mark Zuckerberg, who is famously known for saying that he does it because of decision fatigue, and that he likes to wear the same thing so he doesn't have to think about what he has to wear in the morning. And then he's later on quoted to say he just said that because he thought it sounded cool. He didn't actually mean it. There is an element of wearing the same stuff pretty much within range, allows me to know that I'm always going to look a certain way and I don't have to worry about that too much. That's kind of part of it, but it's not the biggest part. And actually, the part that is relatable to business owners and to you building your brands is something that people should probably look into more. So for me, I'm always got this thing about trying to limit variables. Now, when I say limit variables, what I'm talking about here is trying to limit as many things that could potentially cause me a problem in the future. And things like that, let's take clothing, let's take hairstyle, let's take location. So these three things are all things that effectively will time and date stamp the type of content that I create. So I'm shooting this video right now. It is the 22nd of April, 2024. But within reason, it's pretty much the same all the time. So I could record this video today and I could publish it in 3 months' time if I wanted to, and you wouldn't really know. Now, that is a massive win. Then I changed my top. Then I had different styles. All of these things actually, weirdly, timestamp our content so that if you're wanting to repeat your content in the future, you actually end up causing a bit of a problem, which is the reason, by the way, why I maintain a very short kind of, my hair is very like binary. It's either slightly longer slick back, but it's still within a buzz cut. It's either a long buzz cut or a short buzz cut, and that's just the way it is. And I learned that very quickly, was because by doing that I didn't have these fancy different things that were happening. I was able to effectively use my content over and over again, which meant that the content I was creating could become like true evergreen content. And I don't think people look at this enough. They go, okay, I can make a piece of content now, sure. But I did this myself. I lost 30 kilos in about 6 months of weight. And those videos are old, they're outdated. At that point, I couldn't use them. Weight was a factor. So I'm always looking at variables when I make content. It's also the reason, by the way, why I record in what I would call a controlled environment. So my controlled environment, if anyone actually looks into my recording studio, is really quite straightforward. It is a 2x2 room that is built in the back in my garden. I had a 2x2 recording studio built, custom built. And effectively, this has no windows. There is no windows in this space whatsoever. The light is all artificial, meaning that it is done by spotlights, by Elgato key lights. Everything in here is under my control. I can control the variables within this room. What does that mean? That means that if I can't sleep, which isn't rare, I sleep really well, but if I can't sleep, I can come in here, I could sit down, I could record a week's worth of content if I wanted. I could batch a load of content in this room. It could be midnight, you wouldn't know. It could be boiling hot. I have an air conditioner in here that keeps it, you wouldn't know. I constantly try to create an environment where if the creativity hits me, whatever time of day, whatever it may be, I am not limited by that. If you are, for example, potentially recording and you need the light, your lighting is better during the day because the light comes through the window and that's the light you're using for your videos, then if the muse hits you, so to speak, in the middle of the night, you're stuck. You're going to have to find better ways to light, and the lighting might be different. It might look slightly different in different videos. With me, they're always the same. The camera angles are the same. It means that everything is the same. And this goes right back to what I said about this ability for clothing and for hairstyles. It's effectively just controlling variables. Now, there's another reason as well why I do it and why I recommend mortgage brokers do it specifically and clients, the people I work with, is it's brand. So your job is to be remembered and memorable. And one of the easiest ways for people to remember you is to have a consistent look. A consistent look will make people recognize you in the street, which if you're a local mortgage broker, for example, and you want people to stop in the street and ask you for business and ask you to for advice, which will happen if you do it long enough, you need to be recognizable. And this is the issue that people have when they have a casual look and then a business look. That is the problem. If I see you walking down the street and you're in your trackies and a hoodie, but then all your videos, you're smart, that doesn't really work. Now, you can do trackies and a hoodie if you want as a mortgage broker. That's fine. There's a market for everybody. But if you want to look smart in your videos and in your content at work, you need to look smart outside of work. You need to look presentable. You need to look like smart casual. You have to be of a visual look that people go, I can recognize it's you. And that's like with, for myself, that's pretty much mine. If you actually look at me, I have my look is very simple. It's creating effectively brand guidelines for the way you look. This is what I've done. So for mine, what do I wear? I wear black trousers or black bottoms. My shorts are black. If I'm wearing gym shorts, my trousers, my jeans are black all the time. I wear black shoes. So it's black bottom. And then on the top, I have gray. So there's dark gray, like a charcoal gray. I have charcoal gray t-shirts, charcoal gray polo shirts, charcoal gray hoodies. Everything is charcoal gray in regards to the top. And then the jacket over the top is black. So it's black top, black, charcoal gray, and black. It's pretty black, to be completely honest with you, but it creates a very consistent look with me, which means that I know that when people see me, they recognize me. And it used to be black jeans, white top. You used to do that all the time. You can change them up and depend what you, as you go through things and styles change, but consistent. And when I buy, for example, a top, I buy like 10 of these polo shirts and I'll buy 10 of my t-shirts that I have. I have the same clothes just consistently over and over again. Most of the time, three of each things, if they're like layered stuff, 10 of each if they're baseline. Why am I saying all this stuff? You think, what's this to do with brand? It's absolutely everything to do with brand, because what it does is allow me to look, as I said, consistent. It allows me to create a experience that if people met me, people meet me in person, because I, you know, go to events, things like that, that people, when they meet me, they're like, oh yeah, you are, that's Ash. That's exactly what I expected. I'm a little bit shorter than most people expect, 5'9". But like, other than that, I'm pretty much what you would expect. And I think that's the thing you have to think about. It's like meeting Johnny Depp and Johnny Depp not looking like Pirates of the Caribbean and Jack Sparrow. That's no, he's not, but there's an element of him that still carries that through, because that's who he is. It's the character. People want that experience, and if they don't, then you'll lose the business. And I do think this, like I said, if this is a bit the biggest thing and the worst thing that someone can say to you about this, I didn't recognize you. Make it easy for someone to recognize you. You have not made it clear enough what you do. Not at all. Which is why, by the way, I'm a huge fan. I don't wear it myself because I have a branded hat, but because my business is international, I work with people all over the world, there's no real need for it. But if I was a local broker, I'd be having branded clothing. Get your branded polo shirts, get your branded t-shirts, get your branded hoodies, wear branded clothing, because people will recognize you again. But that's why I do it. It's limiting the variables, making sure that I can repurpose content as much as possible, make the maximum out of those evergreen pieces, and also to create true brand recognition that when people see me, they actually remember me and know who I am. Don't want people to get confused and not sure if it is or isn't you. That I think you set yourself up for less success, and it's an easy cheat code to win. So think about that yourself. Do you want a consistent look? And maybe do you want a consistent place you record? Do you want to have a consistent hairstyle that you can maintain? All of these things are going to help you from a branding point of view, because it will make it much, much easier to reuse content, to be recognized, and all of the things I've mentioned before. Anyway, I'll see you in the next episode.